أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله we will continue the explanation of Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayh. As we've explained in the last lecture, we're talking about the subject of belief and belief of the Qadr of Allah, the fate of Allah. And was that Allah ordered Salah and Zakah and forbidding stealing and drinking wine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he called this the order from Allah. And what happens to the human being from bad happenings, it is from the fate of Allah and His servant. He says the summary of this, that he has to have two origins, and the fate has two origins also. It is meant that two things are needed from the servant of Allah as related to the fate. The servant has to do his best to do what Allah have ordered him to do, and he has to make istighfar from the things that he has done. The first thing is something needed from the servant before he starts in doing a thing. The first thing is doing his best to obey the orders of Shara Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as related to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So we need to understand the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he do his best to follow the orders. So after understanding the decree of Allah and doing what needs to be done, he needs to make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of what shortcomings he might have fallen in while performing those orders. So the order has two origins, one before it and one after it. The one before it is doing the best to follow the order, and what's out after it is making repentance to Allah of the shortcomings while performing the deed. All the good deeds are supposed to be finished with istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, istighfar is after salah. Even salah is a good deed and a good doing. However, it should be always finished with istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a representation of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of any shortcomings may have come while performing a good deed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people who make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of night, which is the last hour before dawn. They have performed prayers during night and finished it with istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And doing that istighfar is very important so that the human being does not feel arrogance or being vain after doing the good deed. And the last surah revealed is when the victory of Allah came, and I've seen people entering the religion make tasbih to Allah and make istighfar to Him, He will accept the repentance of His servants. If the victory of Allah comes, and you have seen your da'wah to people being fruitful at this time, then you need to make hamd to Allah, be thankful to Allah, and make repentance to Him. When the surah was revealed, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu cried because he thought that this is kind of an evidence that these are the last days for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the hadith said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saying during his prostration, the application of the Quran is to do the orders of Allah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says subhanak rabbiya bihamdik, means subhanallah, we are thankful to you. And the ayah mention Allah at the Mish'ar al-Haram. Then come out from the people came and astaghfirullah, or make repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who has followed this will understand that the good deeds also are followed by repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the shara of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is something that comes before it, which is doing the best to follow the order, and what comes afterward is the repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from any shortcomings. Before doing the deed, he has to ask for help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two things for the faith of Allah, two origins, one before when the faith happens, you need to ask for assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him to put away any evil from you and bring to you the good. this is any worship to Allah before the faith happens. And he has to be patient when the faith comes, if it happens to be a bad happening. Need to be patient. And you know that what happened to you could have never not happened to you. So he needs to know this was something that was written to happen to him. It was decreed to happen to him. So we need to be patient of what was decreed on you. He said, and from this chapter is the what happened with Adam and Musa. When Musa met Adam and he told him, "Ya Adam, you are the father of the human beings. He created you and blew from his soul into you." The soul of Allah means the soul that was created by Allah. The soul that was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that was blown into Adam. All of this. So Musa told Adam, "You are the father of the human being. He created you and blew from his soul into you. Why did you cause you and us to get out of paradise when you ate from the tree? And because of this reason, you were descended to earth, and it happened that we came to live here on earth also with you." So Adam replied and said, "You are Musa, who Allah chosen you by talking to you." Adam told Musa that you are the one who has been chosen by Allah to directly speak to him. And this was how Musa was preferred over the other prophets. Then, "What have you found that was decreed on me before I was created?" It was written that Adam will disobey his creator. Then he mentioned the years that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed this order. This means this was decreed on him even before he was created. And by saying this, Adam was able to make logic against what Musa has said earlier. During that conversation or the argument that Musa tried to make on Adam. So Musa was not blaming Adam because of a bad deed, because Adam has actually made repentance out of what he's done. But he was arguing about what happened to all the human being after Adam as a result of that specific incident. And that human being need to be patient when a bad happening happened to them afterwards, because this bad happening has happened by the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for the doing the bad deeds cannot be blamed on the faith of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we need to make repentance of those bad deeds. Said, be patient. The faith of Allah is indeed right, and you make repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This discussion between the Sunnah people and Al-Jabriya, that those who actually try to make argument against doing the bad deeds by saying that it is all of the decree of Allah and there is nothing that we can do about it. Al-Sunnah don't agree with Al-Jabriya on this subject. They take the decree of Allah as an excuse that they can make or for of making the bad deeds. The arguments say Adam is a prophet of Allah, however, he actually made an excuse that eating from the tree was because of the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was decreed on him even before he has been created. There is so many decrees were decreed by Allah before Adam was created. And this, the Jabriya says, this could be an excuse from Adam on doing a bad choice. Shaykh Islam said, the argument of Adam is not because of the bad choice, but it is because what happened after making that bad choice. So after making that bad choice, what happened is the human being were descended to earth. And he is trying to connect this to that. He's not to make an excuse of a bad deed, because the bad deed he actually made the repentance of by making istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then what's left, that it was decreed that he will make that bad choice, but he made a repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of doing this bad deed. And Musa was not blaming him for doing a bad deed, but was actually looking at the what happened to the human being as a result of that deed.
وهناك أيضا شخص آخر وهو
The disobedience of Allah can be looked at from two things. From the one side is the decree of Allah that this is going to happen. So if you look at it from the decree of Allah, then it was decreed by Allah, but this does not make it an excuse to the human being to do it. The decree of Allah does not give the human being an excuse that he can do the bad deeds. So it can be seen as the decree or the fate of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the context of making astaghfar out of this bad deed, but cannot be mentioned as an excuse to doing the bad deed. For example, if a man was drinking wine or stealing and makes an excuse and said this was the decree of Allah on me, or a person that's not praying and he makes an excuse and says this was decreed on me, this is not acceptable that he make an excuse of the decree of Allah to make disobedience to Allah or not to obey his order. And this was the Jabriya argue that they can use the decree of Allah as an excuse for making a specific bad deed. So this excuse doesn't help him in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody is asking that there is the ayah that says that Allah that doesn't guide the unbelievers. How can we understand this in the context of somebody can make repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he says, because this person is a disbeliever, then Allah is not going to guide him. Then we ask him in this case, have you seen what Allah has written in you? Have you seen the decree of Allah in order to know for sure that this person is not going to be guided? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the people the choice between the good and the bad, and they make those choices before without knowing if it was decreed on them to do this or that. Then accept things that you don't have any control on, such as the heartbeats or your own breathing. These things don't have any control on, but you have control on the other senses and actions that you do, such as moving your hand or moving your leg. So even if somebody is a disbeliever or an unbeliever, he can make a choice and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for an unbeliever, he just needs to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if he believed, then this will match what Allah has decreed on him. If he chose to be a believer, then this will match the decree of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not punish the people for what he decreed on them, but he will punish the people for their choices.
من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين كل من راعى هذه الأمور.
If he will give attention to those things from the decree of Allah and ask assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to obey him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praise them by saying those people or people have blessed them out of the believers and the prophets. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned these two things in several places in Quran, such as إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ, we worship you and ask assistance of you. We say to Allah, we worship you and ask assistance from you. Then we believe in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we still do and follow Allah order in his book. We follow his shara. Worship Allah and then depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after that. Rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah said, we believe in Allah and go back to Him. So we believe in Allah, will make an out for him, and he give him blessings from ever he did not expect. Allah had made everything within worship of Allah and asking for assistance from him. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, when he slaughters the udhiyah, he said, Bismillah, it is from you and to you. This udhiyah is from Allah and is meant to be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever was not by Allah is not going to happen. And there is no power except the power of Allah. What wasn't by Allah would not benefit and is not going to continue. I cannot reverse the disobedience of Allah except by the help of Allah.
إلا بالله ولا قوة على كل محبوب من أمر الدين أو الدنيا إلا بالله.
And there is no power except the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to believe, and there is nothing that will happen in life except by the power of Allah. And there is no power in anything that we like in this dunya or the hereafter except by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever was not by Allah is not going to happen, and whatever was not for the sake of Allah is not going to benefit somebody, and it's not going to stay or continue or exist. And it's not going to continue means it may exist for a short period of time, but it's not gonna something that's going to continue. As if, as what was said by the followers of the Prophet, then whatever wasn't for the sake of Allah is going to be lost. Imam Malik says, whatever was for Allah will stay. When he was asked about the book of Muwatta, which had few hadiths as compared to the other books, where then he answered this question by saying, what was for the sake of Allah will continue and stay. So lots of books that we full of hadiths did not stay or reach us. However, this book is an example of the books that continued and stayed until we saw it in our time. So there is two things in the worship of Allah, and there must be two things in the worship of Allah. One of them is the sincerity in the religion of Allah, the sincerity of the religion of Allah. And the second one is the agreement of what Allah has revealed on His Prophet. And this is why Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu said in his dua, Allah, make all of my deeds, good deeds, and make it for your sake. And don't make anything in it for me. And Fudail Riyadhi said, Allah will test you which of you has the best deeds. Said, what is most sincere and most rightful, O Abu Ali? He said, if it were of the deed was meant to be for the sake of Allah, and it was not right, it was not going to be accepted and it was right, and it was not sincere, it's not going to be accepted until it becomes sincere and rightful. For example, those unbelievers may have good intentions and meant to be close to Allah by doing some deeds, but to do actually bad deeds instead of a good deed to achieve that closeness. For example, people actually be hardening themselves following a false religion wouldn't reach the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala said that they have partners that decreed to them part of the religion, whatever Allah has not decreed. And for example, the unbelievers have made haram on themselves things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make haram. And the rightful religion, there is no haram except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made haram. And there is no deen except the deen that was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the people in the worship of Allah and asked his assistance are on four different categories. The believers who are faithful of Allah are for him, worship him, and ask assistance from him. This is the first category. And the second, worship him without asking for assistance, without perseverance, then we'll find that some of them tried the obedience the fear of Allah and following the Sunnah. But they don't have the reliance on Allah, the asking for assistance and the perseverance. But they have they don't have the patience, and they have they give up because they don't have that perseverance. Another category, they have the asking for assistance from Allah, but they don't rely on Allah and they don't have the perseverance without staying on the path and without following the Sunnah. Then some of them
إن بعضهم ربما استعان بالله وتوكل عليه في وصول الأمر المحرم، يعني في ربما بعض النصوص كنا بنمس وكده الواحد يلسن وعنده اعتماد على الله وظن يعني.
For example, a thief is going to steal and he thinks he can ask assistance from Allah and rely on him. This is not right and it's not correct. So he has the assistance and reliance part, but doesn't have the sincere worship and obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he has some error in his application. Then he's talking here about asking assistance without worship and worship without asking assistance. Then some people would think that they have an ability to see the future, even though only Allah knows what happens in the future, but they think they can expect what's going to happen because their reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the effects of what is known as karamat, things that happen to break the physical law that everybody knows. So for some people may actually, due to the reliance of Allah, will see that some of these things that they expected to happen will happen, but they didn't get the reward in the hereafter for what they did. So those of the second category, they have a weak religion, but it's continuing, except when the person actually ruins it with not being perseverant and being helpless. So for those, some of them have power, but nothing will help him except what he obeys the order of Allah in and follow the Sunnah. And the worst of those categories who doesn't worship and does not ask for assistance from Allah or rely on Him. So he does not witness that his deeds are for Allah and is not by Allah, such as the Mu'tazila and others of those Qadariyya who refuted the Qadr or the decree of Allah. The decree refute the qadr or the decree of Allah. They say the bad deeds and the bad doings are not of the decree of Allah, and it is from the creation of the servant himself. He created those bad deeds. So this is actually not the correct understanding of the religion, because everything is decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everything is out of his creation. So the Mu'tazila and the Qadariyya, in their greeting the order, and the promise are better from the Jabriya. Those who get away from the Shara, the order, and the Sufiya, that make an excuse out of the decree of Allah.
قال الصوفية رفض القدر ومشاهدة توحيد الربوبية خير من
المحتمل. So الصوفية and the decree and the witness of Tawheed al-Rubbiya are better than Mu'tazila, but does have some innovation in the kind with some refusal of some orders, and the promise, so that they can make a target the witnessing of Tawheed al-Rubbiya. And making everything and in this matter they become also rebellion on the majority of Muslims, and their correct way. So they are actually rebellious in this way, or Mu'tazila, from that side. Then they have fallen in what's called innovation. And both of these groups actually started in Basra in Iraq. He said, but Allah is what he has sent his messengers with and revealed in his books, and it is the rightful way, and it is the best methodology of the fellows of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And the best ummah and the best creation after the prophets. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the best of the human being, are those people who was revealed among them, then the people who follow them, and then the people who follow them after that. Then the best who are those, the followers of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He was revealed among them, then those people who follow, then those people who follow afterwards. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, whoever wants to follow, he needs to follow whoever has died, because those who are still alive can be in testing. But those people who have died while following the Sunnah are those people to actually follow. He said, Ulaika are the friends and followers of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And those are people are the best among this ummah, and be chosen by Allah and His Prophet to follow the deed of Allah, then you need to actually acknowledge their rights, because they were on the rightful way. Qala Hudhayfa, those people who read, stay on the right path and follow those people before you. For Allah, by Allah, if you follow them, you will be in the best shape. And if you take right or take left, you have actually been misguided away. Stay on the right path and follow those before you. Allah, if you have done, then you have done the best. And if you take right or take left, if you take right or take left. Then Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam made a straight path for us, and out of it made short lines to the right and to the left, then said, this is the path of Allah. And pointed to the short line to the right and left, and these those are routes. Everyone has a Satan on it asking for people to follow him. Then he read from the Quran, so this is my right path, then follow that and don't follow the other routes that will take you out of this right path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order us that we say in our prayers, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, guide us to the right path, the path of those who you made blessing on and didn't and is not angry on, and not those who are misguided. Those who Allah is angry with are the Jews, and the misguided are the Christians. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the Jews are those who Allah is angry with, and the Christians are the misguided. And this is why it has been used to say, make repentance from Allah of the test of the scholar that does not follow the orders, and the worshipper who is ignorant, because the testing of those people is death for every one that is being tested. وقال الله تعالى then either you get guidance then whoever follow this guidance will never be misguided in this life and will never be miserable. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alif Lam Mim, this book no doubt has guidance to the whoever fears Allah. Those who are the believers of the unknown, they pray, they perform the prayers, and they give charity from they were given. And those who believe in what was revealed to you and revealed to the prophets before you, and they believe in the hereafter. Those who Allah has guided, and those who are who will be successful. So he mentioned that those are the guided and those are the successful, which is different from those who Allah is angry with, and the misguided that are mentioned in the ayat al-Fatiha. Then we'll ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will guide us and all of our brothers to the straight path, that path of those who has bestowed his blessing upon, of the prophets and the believers, the martyrs, and those who will follow at the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa salatu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Taslim and kathir. Tomorrow, inshallah, will be the dars in Sharh Kitab al-Wadih. And after this, we will start new schedule. Things related to the interpretation of the Book of Allah, the Quran al-Kareem, from al-Fatiha to the end of al-Ma'idah, and from al-Hajarat, we'll make interpretation of Surah al-An'am, inshallah, and we'll make a dars in Hadith. And it'll be another lesson in fiqh. We'll use the book of fiqh al-Sultan. And we'll continue from there, inshallah. And there is also another lesson in the history of the Khulafa al-Rashidin. There is two big books in this subject. One of them is for Khudri. About that Abbas said, be followers of your creator, and which will be actually collecting between the knowledge and the good deeds. As-salamu alaykum.